So, we all know the importance of sleep and how important it can be for our health, etc., etc. I'm not going to get into that today because I've spoken about it so many times before, but just know that there's pretty much no process in the body that is not negatively affected by a lack of sleep, okay? Now, there is not one cure-all to getting a better night's sleep. To put that into perspective, I've just recently written an article for the new members area on my upcoming website, and I lay out 17 different tips to get a better night's sleep. So like I said, there's not one cure-all, but this one tonight I'm going to share can have a pretty profound effect, and that is your light exposure. So probably everybody's heard of melatonin. You know, it's usually called our sleep hormone, and it basically helps with our onset of sleep. So it helps us to get to sleep, and it rises in response to darkness. Now, the problem with this nowadays especially is this will be suppressed when we basically come into contact with light or when we see light. And that can be artificial or natural. And obviously, as you can imagine now, being in the 21st century, we are constantly bathed in artificial light leading up to bed. TVs, large overhead lights, phones, laptops, Kindles, etc., etc. Essentially, when we are exposed to this light, we have cells in our eyes that basically relay this message to the brain, and it almost just signals, in a very simple sense, day mode, in inverted commas. And what this does is essentially this suppresses the release of melatonin. Now, a lot of us tend to think, I think nowadays, that we're computers and we, you know, we say it's time for bed and we just switch off. Unfortunately, it's not quite how it works. Because even though you think it's time for bed or you know it's time for bed, it doesn't mean that your internal rhythms think and know it's time for bed. And that's a battle you're going to lose. Your internal rhythms will dictate when you fall asleep. And by exposing ourselves to artificial light, we delay this onset, okay? This onset of sleep. So exposure to artificial light before bed, it will increase the time it takes you to fall asleep and it will decrease your amount of sleep quality. And even if you think it doesn't, it does, okay? Now, the simple and most powerful effects pretty much that you can have on your sleep is this controlling your light exposure leading up to bed, okay? And reducing your exposure to artificial light as much as possible, at least an hour before bed. So that means turning off, if you can, any big overhead lights and use smaller lamps, dimmers if you have them. And this is the big one, no TVs, phones, laptops, etc. Okay, now if you absolutely have to use them, you can download some software that can filter out the blue light that impacts your sleep. For laptops, you can use a software called Flux. It's F.LUX. And most smartphones also have dimmers, which you can set to come on in the evenings. I know if you have an iPhone, you can go into settings, and then screen and brightness and night mode. And this can reduce the impact of looking at these electronic devices. The best of all the tips I can give you for this, if you have to be looking at artificial light or be exposed to artificial light, is to get some blue light blocking glasses. Now, most won't wear these because, I mean, they do look a bit goofy, I will be honest. I do have some. I personally don't care because, I mean, I'm only sat at home, and if it helps me to sleep better, then why not? You can get some that basically the reason people won't wear them is because they have like an orange tint, but you can get some now that don't have the tint, but they aren't as effective as blocking out blue light as the tinted ones. Now, the beauty of these is that you can use your phones, laptops, watch TV, etc., and it won't have an impact on the release of melatonin, so it won't negatively impact your sleep. I do also want to point out that maintaining darkness throughout the night is equally as important as reducing your exposure leading up to bedtime. And the easiest fix for that is basically blackout curtains and eye masks. Now, I cannot tell you the difference that this has made to my sleep, you know, in conjunction, of course, with a lot of the tips that I alluded to earlier in the article that I wrote. I mean, I fall asleep a lot quicker, I wake up less often, I feel so much more refreshed and energetic in the mornings. And of course, equally as important, if not more important, is I reduce the risk of all of those, you know, diseases and conditions that are associated with chronic sleep restriction. So, give it a go. You know, like I say, it's a pretty easy one that everybody can implement in some way. So give it a try and let me know if it helps.